now for the Saturday morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Queen City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for mostly sunny skies today, a high in the mid-40s, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 32. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has ordered all residents across the state to stay home, venturing outside only for essential jobs and some errands. Pritzker announced the shelter-in-place measure at a news conference on Friday.
To avoid the loss of potentially tens of thousands of lives, we must enact an immediate stay-at-home order for the state of Illinois. So that is the action that I am announcing today. We have looked closely at the trajectory of this virus in countries like Italy and China. Left unchecked, cases in Illinois will rise rapidly. Hospital systems will be overwhelmed. Protective equipment will become scarce. And we will not have enough healthcare workers or hospital beds or ventilators for the overwhelming influx of sick patients. The only strategy available to us to limit the increase in cases and ensure our healthcare system has capacity to treat those who become ill is to mitigate the spread of coronavirus in the most robust manner possible. I don't come to this decision easily. I fully recognize that in some cases, I am choosing between saving people's lives and saving people's livelihoods.
The executive order goes into effect at 5 o'clock today. Pritzker's office said essential services included grocery stores, pharmacies, and gas stations, which should remain open. Appearing on WFIW shortly before the governor's announcement, State Representative Darren Bailey said he's greatly concerned with how Illinois government will operate in the vacuum.
There's where the concern's at. So, you know, executive order with our state, you know, there's been some people express that, you know, do we ask to go on into Springfield so we can talk about the pension problem and the budget problem and start, you know, talking about next year? We've been talking about that, and I don't know. Do you just literally shut down? I suppose and assume that we're going to have a late summer because, you know, business has to be conducted.
The governor's order will stay in effect until April 7th. All local roads, including the interstate highways and tollways, will remain open to traffic. Delivery workers should still report to work, the governor said. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 163 new cases of COVID-19 in Illinois, including the death of a Cook County woman in her 70s, bringing the state's total number of cases to 585 and the total number of fatalities to 5. There are still no confirmed reports of any positive results in Wayne County or southeastern Illinois. More news after this break.
J. Wilderman Autoplex Ford Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Carmel is open regular hours for all your sales, parts, and service needs. See all the spring sales specials now at jwildermanautoplex.com or stop by for a friendly buying experience.
Red Cross Blood Drive Coordinator Diane Vaughn has announced the results of a blood drive held this past Wednesday at the Community of Christ Church in Fairfield. A total of 80 units of blood was collected. There were four first-time donors, Catherine Book of Barnhill, C.G. Reeser, Randall Thomas, and Kathy Shepherd, all of Fairfield. 3-gallon pens were awarded to Alan Austin and Glenna Michael of Fairfield and Josh West of Millshoals. A 12-gallon pen was awarded to Harold Harris. A 16-gallon pen awarded to George Draper. Winners of $25 Save-A-Lot gift cards were Chris Gray of Fairfield and Angela Cole of Norris City. Vaughn noted not one donor was turned away due to a fever, and they only had 6 deferrals. The next drive has been set for May 20th. Grayville police confirmed Friday authorities have captured the man wanted for stabbing 2 people. Sanjay J. Lewis was reportedly seen at the Road Ranger truck stop looking through semis. White County Sheriff Doug Myers says White County 911 dispatch received a call advising that a subject matching the description of Sanjay Lewis was at a cabin at Westwood Campground in Grayville. White County had a warrant for Lewis. Sheriff Myers said Lewis then walked across Route 1 to the Super 8 Motel. A Grayville officer arrived in the area, and Lewis fled on foot into a wooded area. Units from the White County Sheriff's Office, Edwards County Sheriff's Office, and Carmi Police Department arrived on scene. Carmi Police Department K-9 unit was notified and en route. A Carmi unit was advised to go to I-64 at the rest area to secure the perimeter. The officer observed Lewis walking up towards the interstate. Lewis was then taken into custody without incident and transported to the White County Jail. He's being held on warrant for aggravated battery. His bond was set at $10,000 cash. Edwards County Community School District Superintendent David Calger issued a press release Friday concerning Governor J.B. Pritzker's executive order requiring Illinois residents to stay at home, effective at 5 p.m. today through April 7th. Calger says as part of the governor's order, it was announced that schools will remain closed with a new tentative reopening date of April 8th. Schools will be closed through April 7th. Calger says he recognizes that the development may raise questions about the impact on students, staff, and families, as well as the school's vital role of providing meals to students and the families while schools are closed. Calger says they anticipate further guidance and details from the Illinois State Board of Education next week. During the stay-at-home order, essential school personnel can still report to work as long as they practice social distancing. The governor's office has assured school districts that school personnel involved in providing meals will not be in violation of the governor's executive order. Calger said as events unfold, they will continue to communicate in a timely and transparent manner. In response to the governor's orders of shelter in place, the city of Fairfield is encouraging citizens to be good stewards of the community. The order states that shelter in place, as we said, begins at 5 p.m. this evening and remains in effect through April 7th. During the time, residents are asked to remain at home except for a few exceptions, which includes health and safety activities, gathering of necessary supplies, outdoor activities including walking and hiking, essential business operations, and essential government operations. From a public safety perspective, the Fairfield Police Department says it will continue to have officers on the streets and respond to calls for service. Fairfield Police say they're not interested in using the criminal justice system as the answer for a public health response, but will assist when requested. For further information, you can visit the website coronavirus.illinois.gov. The National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky has released information in regards to a pair of separate EF1 twisters that touched down Thursday afternoon in southern Illinois. The National Weather Service says the tornado that hit the Dahlgren area had maximum winds of 110 miles per hour, traveled 2.9 miles, and had a maximum width of 300 yards. The tornado touched down at 4:23 p.m., a mile and a half southwest of Dahlgren in extreme eastern Jefferson County, and was on the ground for 3 minutes before lifting 1.4 miles northeast of Dahlgren in Hamilton County. Several homes sustained roofing or soffit damage. One home had about a quarter of its roof removed and tossed about 50 yards. A few barns lost panels of roofing material or sustained structural damage. Two travel trailers were overturned and dozens of mature trees were snapped or uprooted along the damaged path. No injuries and no deaths were associated with the Dahlgren Twister. The other EF1 tornado impacted the Sunfield area north of DuCoin. It touched down at 3:44 p.m. and lifted 2 minutes later about 3.3 miles northeast of Sunfield. The twister had peak winds of 100 miles per hour and had a maximum width of 125 yards. At least a dozen homes were damaged, including four with major structural damage, including numerous blown-out windows and roof damage. One home had part of its roof decking removed, and another had its attached garage blown apart from the house. At least five camper trailers were blown over, with one lofted over 200 yards across the field. Several outbuildings and garages were partly or completely leveled. Dozens of trees were snapped or uprooted, and several power lines were either blown down or brought down by fallen trees. One person was reported injured, but there were no fatalities. Both communities were under a tornado warning. The twisters were associated with a line of severe storms that raced across southern Illinois Thursday afternoon. Hamilton Memorial Hospital is welcoming fabric masks from the community as they prepare for COVID-19. Orders for standard and disposable masks are on long back orders due to both demand and supply chain issues. Other hospitals across the country are reporting the same supply concerns. According to the CDC, fabric masks are a crisis response option when other supplies have been exhausted. Patty Blazier, chief nursing officer, said before the modern-day disposable masks, washable fabric masks were once the standard for hospitals, and even though it's less than ideal, we want to do our best to protect our staff and patients alike during this pandemic. The fabric mask will have to meet certain criteria, but you can find that information on the HMHD's Facebook page or at hmhospital.org/news. The Village of Cisney has closed all village-owned buildings to the public until further notice due to the COVID-19 virus. All village employees will report to work on their regular schedules. Utility bills can be paid using the drop box on the east side of the village hall. Should use checks or money orders only. Residents can also pay online at www.courtmoney.com using code 167702, or they can call the office and pay over the phone with their credit card. They can also mail in their payment to P.O. Box 190. And given guidance from the CDC on limiting the spread of COVID-19, and as a precautionary measure, the Wayne County Soil and Water has postponed their fish sale scheduled for March 27th to a later date. A future date will be announced at a later time. A reminder, you can check our website at WFIWradio.com for all the cancellation and postponement information. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Cisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old Jeff resident Danny Allen White died Thursday at his home. He was a machine repairman for Airtex Products in Fairfield. He was a member of the American Legion, VFW, and DAV, and a Vietnam veteran. Surviving are his wife, Jacqueline Jackie White of Jeff, a daughter, Kathy Cooper of Albion, two sons, Keith White of Jeff and Danny R. White of Fairfield, one stepson, Robert Riddle of Fairfield, four sisters, Norma Potts of Fairfield, Carmen Smallwood of Makena, Illinois, Sarah Pollard of Fairfield, and Marilyn Gable of Morris, Illinois. Two brothers, Ben White of Fort Orange, Florida, and Roy White of Jackson, Tennessee. 10 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild on the way. Private family services for Danny Allen White were recorded, with a memorial service to be held at a later date. Memorials may be given to the animal's requesting friends and will be accepted at the Hoselden Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of the arrangements. Longtime Wayne County resident Kay Withrow died Sunday, March 15th in Denison, Texas. Kay Withrow was survived by her husband Larry, 3 children, siblings Marie Warren and Wib Vaughn, both of Fairfield, 6 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. Services for Kay Withrow will be announced at a later date. 67-year-old McLeansboro resident Della A. Riley died Sunday, March 15th. She was a homemaker. Della Riley is survived by sisters Rose Riley, Stella Bryan, and Alberta Bryan, and half-brothers Stanley Dorney of West Salem and Dale Dorney of Parkersburg. No formal services for Della Riley will be held at this time. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is assisting the family. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Did you know that Wabash Communications offers more than just high-speed internet? We offer video services, home monitoring solutions, voice services, and most importantly, 24/7 customer care you can count on. Customer satisfaction is the top priority of Wabash Communications Co-op. Whether it be answering phone calls, resolving issues in person, we are here to serve you. Our 24/7 customer support center is here to help you with any issues or outages you may endure. Call Wabash today at 618-665-3311 to speak to a local friendly face.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Here is a look at the Fairfield area weather for the rest of the day. Looking at mostly sunny skies with a high right about the mid-40s. They're saying a high of 44. We might get past that. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 32. Sunday, a 60% chance of rain showers. Snow showers are possible, especially in the morning. National Weather Service saying right before 9 a.m. Increasing clouds, high of 46. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Monday, partly sunny, high of 53. Tuesday, an 80% chance of showers, high of 60. Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 64. And then for Thursday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, will still be in the 60s. Forecast high 68. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 68. Our low this morning was 34. And currently in Fairfield, underneath a mixture of sun and clouds out there, it is 34.